The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the United States of America, founded to be the new Atlantis by the founders, now occupied by globalist forces of Satanism, broadcasting worldwide. From the former great state of Texas, now deep in occupied FEMA Region 6. We've got an amazing guest coming up. We'll introduce him in the next segment. Just leave it at that. But here is the article. How good is my team? Nico Acosta had this in here printed within 60 seconds of me asking for it. They're like fast gun drawing in there with whatever I talk about. They're just Googling it and putting it on screen. I love doing that because that really freaks the globalist out. We can just constantly pull up whatever we're talking about instantly. I'll have, like, you know, ABC News here or whatever over the years, and I'll say, yeah, this person called for world government. That person, I'm like, no, you didn't. In seconds, we have it up. Oh, here it is. That's another world government than the one you're talking about. And then at dinner, the ABC News anchor goes, yeah, I know it's all bull. We're just mercenaries. Why are you a mercenary? Why don't you go build your own thing and have your integrity? Don't trade your passion for glory. And then you'll rise to the top. And you won't even want the glory once you get it. Because you already had the honor, which is beyond glory. Glory will fade and pass away. Being honorable and the decisions you make lives on forever through other people. So that's why I'm not scared to die. Because my actions, my art, my ideas transcend, just like yours do. That's why the elite are scared of the free human spirit, the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Empowered individuals is what the Pentagon says they're most worried about. Not violent people, but disruptors with disruptive technology, disruptive music, disruptive poetry, disruptive art, disruptive ideas. These are not an elite. A real elite wants to see humanity's wings spread. No, they want us down in the cave while they soar in the sky. They're not even soaring in the sky. They instead perch, only flying a few dozen feet into the air, on the dead trees, looking at us down in the pit. And they go and toy with the humans who they've gouged their souls out, their eyes out. And they're just like Helen Keller stumbling around in the buzzards, hop around in victory like a cat playing with a half-dead mouse. Oh, aren't we great? Oh, aren't we powerful? Ah, you know, just, you're pathetic is what you are. You're pit demons. Wanted to add a GD to the front of that, but I didn't do it. But you are damned to hell. And that's not a curse. That's what you are. I'm not even judging you. I can just see you spiritually. You're already in hell. You hadn't figured it out yet. You already crawled in there. Your soul already dropped to the center of it. You're now just a reflection, a tunnel, a vortex, a smelly, giant, blubbering tick just begging to be kicked off a cliff forever and out of our universe. You'll be with yourselves down there. Now let's continue. This is George Will, the arrogance, the hatred of the American people, the false bravado, the hubris, the aplomb. If Trump is nominated, the GOP must keep him out of the White House. And then he has three paragraphs before he drops the bomb. A convention's sovereign duty is to choose a plausible nominee who has a reasonable chance to win, not to passively affirm the will of a mere plurality of voters recorded episodically in a protracted process. He says there, we decide who can win. We decide, as the party chiefs, as the oligarchy. Oh, but there's an episode of people thinking they're voting, and it's protracted and easy. Protracted, episodic. I use big words. I'm George Will, and I talk with a real straight monotone as if I'm an intellectual when I'm a fop. a fake. And I bet money on intelligence agency asset. Oh, you have your little badge, don't you, George Will? You're so important. You are a disease on this country and humanity, filth.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra-pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have a very special guest joining us in about 5-10 minutes, Matt Bracken. He'll be here until the end of the third hour. It's almost 2 hours. We're going to have open phones, so you can ask this experienced Navy SEAL who works around the world what his view is on what's happening in the planet today. A very interesting perspective. Great writer, great researcher, a lot of smart folks respect him. Matt Bracken was on with us for an hour last week. I want to get him on for almost 2 hours today. EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com, that's coming up. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. There are videos up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com that are so over the top, I can't even believe them, quite frankly. And what's even more surreal is most of them we shot. I mean, it is young children with their parents screaming the most horrible, nasty stuff you can imagine. It is people saying, we're not criminals, and then attacking people and attacking cars and trying to run crowds over and knocking people over. Just frothing idiocy. And then members of the citizen press, they're just trying to document it, who weren't even Trump supporters, but just trying to see what's happening. They're attacked. And we got the interviews with the folks after they were attacked. So this is the bedlam that's going on, and it's all just mindless tribal idiocy because the mainstream media told them. that Donald Trump, quote, hates all Mexicans or hates all blacks. No, Donald Trump said Mexico is collapsing into a narco-terrorist state with 100,000 dead, and that many of their criminals are coming up here, and that a culture of crime is forming all over the nation. But if you look at rap music and you look at the whole Tejano thing, it's morphed into like rap, and it's all glorifying the drug dealers and El Chapo. And let's be clear, El Chapo has been caught working with the CIA and is not a hero at all. I'm not for the drug culture. I'm for decriminalization because having it illegal is what gives the banks $500 billion a year here in North America alone. $500 billion. And big banks get caught with hundreds of billions in them. Everything from Wachovia to Wells Fargo, oh, little Berkshire Hathaway over there, and nothing gets done. Or in the case of Berkshire Hathaway's banking division, Wells Fargo, and with Wachovia, it was $378 billion laundered over 2 years, and they paid, what was it, $111 million fine. That's like you get caught robbing a bank for $3 million, you pay a $4,000 fine or something. This is the craziness that the system has set up and how dumb they think we are. And if you just joined us, I was reading an opinion piece in the Washington Post by George Will. If Trump is nominated, the GOP must keep him out of the White House. And they say just go ahead and just give it to Hillary. Then he goes on, quote, a convention's sovereign duty is to choose a plausible nominee. I thought the people voted for that. Who has a reasonable chance to win. Oh, you decide. Not to passively affirm the will of a mere plurality, of the will of a mere plurality of voters recorded episodically in a protected process. You could teach an entire college course on that arrogant statement. One other you could teach it on is Karl Rove to the New York Times, the Washington Post, at a cocktail party in 2005. And they've been 2 years into Iraq, lied about the WMDs, you know, all of it. And they said, but sir, it was lies. It's been. He said, listen, we control reality. We're history's actors now. All you do is repeat what we say the new reality is. We may say the moon's made of cheese tomorrow. And you're going to report that. I control reality. You are a minion. And they were so scared of him, they wouldn't even say his name for 3 or 4 years in the press that he was the one that told them that. He didn't even say it off record. He's just walking around with a martini. Shit, walking around to the women and going, it's like Richard Pearl was at some of those same cocktail parties, and I've seen it talked about in the press. He'd walk up to the best-looking female reporters. We're talking a 400-pound guy, huge black circles around his eyes, looks like the Penguin. And he'd walk over to women and go, I kill a lot of people. They call me the Prince of Darkness. I'm really powerful. And the women just go, ugh. Hey, buddy, you're actually killing people? Women don't want to hear about it, okay? Do the killing over here and pet their puppies. That's what they like. But it just shows they're little boys, folks, that thinks he's going to go over and pick women up by bragging that he's a killer and loves to kill people, but couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. But don't worry. He's really good at killing people. You know, my nickname's the Prince of Darkness. Can we put a picture of Richard Pearl up on the screen, please, for TV viewers? This is who infests D.C. This is who has taken this country over. This is who thinks we're a joke. So they now go on TV, Priebus and Curly Hughlin and George Will in their con games and say, we don't go with the will of the people. Silly rabbit, voting's for kids. You don't need no badges. You don't need no stinking badges. And they've weaponized the culture. In fourth, fifth generation warfare, where they've so dumbed down the public across the board that large swaths of humanity, if you watch the social justice warrior videos, it's all of them. They just go, shut up, I'm intellectual. You're racist. And they just virtue signal and people actually lovingly talk to them. Like there was a video we've got. We got to cue that up and play that about in California and San Francisco, where this really smart guy, that was me, you know, black and white, just a human, had to come out because he saw the previous videos of folks beating people up, and they just keep calling him racist just because he's there to cover what's happening. And he's not even really a Trump supporter, but he has to support the free speech. his videos up on InfoWars.com. It's very, very important because he just so eloquently crystallizes it even better than I could do. Here it is.
So why are you out here today? You know, I am a Trump supporter. I don't know if I would vote for him, but I have to support what he's standing for, because I've been seeing all this opposition coming from Bernie and Hillary supporters and sitting there talking about we're liberal, we're loving, we just want peace, yet they throw eggs at you and punch you in the mouth because they're peaceful and loving. I saw what went down in Southern California.
Right.
It got to me. I had to come out here and actually talk about what's going on. These people don't want to talk to you. That's the problem. They sit there and say they don't have double standards and that they're not hypocritical. They'll come up to you and just yell and scream like you're nobody. We hate you. You're racist. You're misogynist, homophobic. I have black friends. I have white friends. I have Mexican friends. And supposedly I'm a racist. Wow, that's crazy. My family is black. We're all mixed. Okay, so it has nothing to do with race. I think Trump is really just trying to get the sovereignty back in America when he's talking about the borders. Like, he's not saying, let's import all Muslims, let's import all Mexicans. He's talking about the drug pushers. He's talking about the criminals. He's talking about them. He's not talking about good people that are going to work every day and paying their bills. And there's just too many of these misconceptions generated by the hype of the mainstream media. And people just kind of buy into it because of the herd mentality. I really urge people to, you know, read Edward Bernays' book on propaganda. When I read that book, blew my freaking mind, man. That is a Bernie supporter because they love you. That's love right there. You see that? Look,
I don't think he supports anyone.
I think he just supports hate, but apparently I support hate. But you read Edward Bernays' book on propaganda, it blows your mind. It's like almost everything that's going on right now. He talked about it 100 years prior. It's crazy, you know?
He nailed it.
Yeah.
Do they mind that guy over there, or what's going on?
No, he managed to escape the mob. Okay.
All right. So what was going on? The guy was, they threw eggs at a guy who was burning a flag?
The kid that they stole this kid's American flag and then burned it and then hit the kid that had the flag with an egg. And so they were chasing the guy that threw the egg and stole the flag. It was the same person.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting. Yep. Interesting doings here at the Trump protest. I don't know if... I might go check into my hotel right now. It's like things are...
I'm done.
Well, I'm supposed to fly out at 5, so I don't even know if I'm going to check into the hotel.
And the name of the video is, there's more of it, that's just part of it, Black Trump Supporter Calls Out Racist Provocateurs as Propaganda Victims. And that's a great headline, but really it's Black Trump Supporter Exposes the Idiocy of Racist Anti-Trump People. I don't know what you call it. It's just ridiculous. And then we've got this footage that just blows my mind. You know, used to when we were kids, I didn't do a lot of juvenile delinquent stuff, but a few times I was like 13. I go to neighborhood kids and run around and smash pumpkins at midnight. And yes, we had a game. I only did it a few times. We'd throw eggs at police cars on Halloween so the cops would chase us for fun. Wasn't the cops caught one time. It's like, you idiots, you know, go home. Anyways, the cops seemed like he actually thought it was kind of fun and it was a game. I'm looking at it and get shot, I guess. But, yes, I've done dumb stuff like that. That's about the worst I did. We'd go paper cheerleaders, you know, I was like 11 or 12, you know, walk a mile to the cheerleader's house and throw toilet paper in the trees. I've done that stuff. But that's kind of what this is, but it's 2.0, where just the media hypes it that a bunch of idiot teenagers and people just go out and act like total morons and then beat people up and attack police cars and burn things. And then it's mixed with a bunch of weaponized race stuff just to attack free speech. It's total garbage. And none of them have anything to say when you nicely ask them questions. It's very sad. All I know is this. The world economy is imploding. Engineered crisis is being put into high gear. And we're going to be covering it in the next hour and 45 minutes with our guest. He would have been on already, but his computer totally died. His Skype totally crashed. His computer doesn't even work now. So he's going to be on the phone with us, so that's fine. This keeps happening almost every guest, but I'm sure it's a coincidence. So that is coming up with our guest, Matt Brackett, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. He'll be with us to the end of the next hour. Open phones in the third hour. You can talk to the Navy SEAL, talk to a really smart writer, and ask your questions or make your points. We're going to talk about all these defaults with these different countries and Puerto Rico and different cities and the pension funds getting raided and how this is all cascading and how the government knows this is coming and other governments too, but they're trying to keep it quiet while they dig in. So we're here raising the alarm. We hope for the best, prepare for the worst. As George Washington said, don't be involved in foreign entanglements. But at the same time, to secure peace, you must be prepared for war. You must be war ready. That deters an enemy like nothing else. We need to be ready, prepared, involved, and informing to affect the battle space.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Matt Brack. Bracken is our guest for the next hour and 40 minutes or so. We're going to be able to put the phones up in the second hour with him. EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com is his site. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's a former Navy SEAL, worked around the world. He's a author, and, of course, he also writes a lot of current articles on what's happening in the world. We had him on last week about the radical jihadist element, and why would Europe bring 5 million of them in the last 3 years? Hundreds of thousands here. The numbers are much bigger than they're saying. They claim that 400 or so have been brought in the last year to Texas. It's thousands in the high schools alone. 232 in the last year to Anderson High, my alma mater. That's in the newspaper. They don't even hide this stuff. And so why would they be telling us it's 400 for the whole state or 500 now? And then I've called the high schools and it's 200 here, 300 there, 100 here. And that's not counting the elementary schools. And the schools are saying, we need interpreters. We're in a crisis. And what's the real number? I don't know. There's articles in mainstream news that planes land at Air Force bases and they just give them IDs and they're just there. Again, how does this all feed into all these big protectorates like Puerto Rico going completely bankrupt and defaulting, and now major, from California to Michigan, major municipalities just looting the pension funds, and the dot-com bubble part two about to bust, according to the Wall Street Journal, and the Royal Bank of Scotland saying, sell everything, sell everything. That was the headline a month ago, 2 months ago. Something big is going on. I hope it can be averted or we can have a soft landing. But it's gone from possibility, in my view, to probability that all hell is breaking loose in the next 6 months to a year. And you see politically the crisis that's going on. There are a lot of forces behind the scenes that I know encouraged Donald Trump to run and, quote, save America. He knows about the globalists. He knows about all the stuff that's happening. Now, is this a double cross by some other crime group? I don't know. I'm just telling you the system is freaking out about Donald Trump. So I want to cover the waterfront and what we have left in this hour. This is a short segment, so you can just intro what he wants to cover with Matt Bracken and how all this ties together and how he sees different scenarios unfolding as they militarize and activate the social justice warrior zombies and as they roll out the economic warfare. So, Matt Bracken, glad we got your Skype back up, my friend. Great having you on last week. We got 4 minutes to break. What's your summation of what you're going to be breaking down today?
Yeah, that's a great way to come onto the show is seeing the blue screen of death.
Absolutely.
All the Mac people are saying, what's taking you so long? Okay. right as I'm booting up Skype, get the blue screen. Anyway, yeah, at the end of last hour, which is kind of funny because I just lost track of time, it was at my end the cutoff. No conspiracy that I know of, but I wouldn't be surprised on the other hand. I was talking about tsunamis and the waves are coming. The earthquake has already happened way out at sea. And I went back and I looked up this story from 2004. There was a 10-year-old English girl named Tilly Smith. If you Google it or YouTube it, you'll find the whole thing. And she had just taken a class the month before, and it explained about earthquakes and tsunamis. And she was watching the tide rolling out at a beach in Thailand with her parents. They're intelligent people. They're grown-ups. They flew her there. And she's telling them, Mom, Dad, this means a tsunami is coming. We have got to go. It took this girl 10 minutes to convince her intelligent parents to go back to the hotel. They told staff, a Japanese tourist overheard the word tsunami and said, yes, I think it's tsunami. And that's when the staff finally, at that one place, started warning everybody. But we know that hundreds of thousands died because nobody knew. Well, a tsunami, an economic tsunami, hasn't hit us in several generations. Going back to, say, to the 1930s Great Depression. Well, we're watching the water going out. We're seeing these precursors, and we have to be the intelligent English girl and not the dumb parents that are going, what's that mean? Water's going out. Let's go down and take a look at the beached boats. I mean, you would think that intelligent people would understand something so simple. So it's not a surprise completely that the intelligent adults in the room are all saying things are fine. There can't be an economic crash. There are great minds in charge of all of this, and we'll just muddle through. This time, we're not muddling through. The tsunami waves are already on the way, and it's time to head for the high ground.
We're going to break down why you see these different factors coming together, I guess, in a perfect storm. The establishment admits now they're digging in. while weaponizing culture even more, like having us fight with each other is going to help during a crisis. I really think this elite is pretty insane overall. Matt Bracken is our guest. We're going to come right back and kind of give him the floor to break all this down. And then get your questions and comments ready for the third hour coming up. We'll also intersperse a lot of the breaking news with him and get his take on what he thinks the different factions are inside this new world order. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the news site. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are here trying to scare you. I try to get myself concerned because I just get so comfortable living with this tyranny and watching all the signs and Europe arresting people that criticize open borders and all the tyranny going on, all the surveillance and the government opening the borders but tracking citizens and the TSA and just all the countless things that are going on and derivatives bigger than they were in 2008 and big mega banks saying get ready for more bailouts and NATO moving troops in on the Russian border. I mean, I'm going to go over all this with our guest today. It is just over the top what's happening. The defaults, the economic bubble we're sitting on, the biggest the world's ever seen. So I'm trying to get myself concerned. I'm trying to get myself ready. And again, I hope we're wrong. I hope things just magically turn out better, but I think things run from bad to worse. And we'll talk about the bad to the worst with our guest. We're going to him in one moment. Speaking of this, I personally have been getting prepared. So I said, I want to really push preparedness, which I've always been doing. So it's going to be prepared for earthquakes, whatever happens, you know, economic problems, or you lose your job or whatever. Storable food is one of the most important things. In the last 25 years, the folks at My Patriot Supply, Power, InfoWars Select, we're running a special that's got to end very, very soon. I've extended it 30 to 40% off, already the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got 10% off all other preparedness items. The little car charger batteries we've got, the most high-tech, most affordable out there, the G-Shock watches, the water filtration, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, strategic relocation, the book and the film, solar-powered and crank shortwave radios, very inexpensive already. 10% off all preparedness items, including all the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. I just decided to do that last hour. We're going to run this for a week, because I'm going to have to end the food very, very soon, but 10% off everything else. Sign up for auto ship, get 10% off additionally. Orders of $50 or more, free shipping, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And the biggest thing is firearms, knowing how to use them, having a safety plan, having friends and family you can count on, water filtration, food, things like that. And quite frankly, not living in a mega city. Like a New Yorker in L.A. I mean, that is so freaking dangerous, folks. And I'm telling you, I live in a big city, too, but I live in a globalist protected city that they've got admitted management plans during all sorts of collapse to leave the power on here. But I don't even trust that. And look, I hope that isn't the case. I want to be clear. InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, I want to get our guest on sometime. I want to carry his books. I've told the crew I think we're setting that up. He's written a bunch of books. You know, breaking down different globalist scenarios that really get you inside the mind of how they would carry something like that out. Again, our guest is former Navy SEAL, author, researcher, highly respected by a lot of great people who recommended him on the show. We really clicked when he was on enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Okay, Matt, I'm going to try to shut up for the next 14 minutes or so before break. Give you the floor. You were saying that. I mean, the great story that's on record where the little girl says, hey, when the water goes way out, then we know that a tsunami's going to happen. And they listened finally, but it took them 10 minutes. They almost didn't make it. I remember whatever year it was, Galveston got hit by a 20-foot wall of water. And they always thought it was a hurricane or something, but some scientists today think maybe there was an earthquake out in the Gulf and that's what actually killed those tens of thousands of people, one of the worst disasters in U.S. history. But it's a great allegory, a great parable. Matt Bracken, please continue.
I think that right now the waves are already coming. And if you can picture a big dike system like New Orleans or London, they have a big system of dikes and berms going around that risky part of English territory. If they're made to have the capability, for example, of stopping, say, a 200-year North Sea storm, you know, like a perfect storm bringing giant waves down from the North Sea and high tides. But what happens if there's another earthquake coming from another direction and you're getting two waves? I think that's what's going to happen this fall, winter, definitely 2017. We're going to see a convergence of these waves that's going to overtop all of our defenses at the end of all of these scenarios. As one byproduct is a grid down situation. Once our cities don't have their electronic oxygen, their electrical oxygen, there will be a big bottleneck event, population correction. Cities just can't survive that way. They can't survive without power. They can't. We didn't consider this a century ago. Power was meaningless. People had ice boxes. An ice man brought a block of ice. And if you didn't have it, you ate more canned food. Today, that can't. Our economy can't work. Hospitals will become death traps. And the goblins that are already out in the street, you know, ready to throw punches, you know, racist mobster hordes are already out in the street. And this is when they're fat. They've got full bellies. Their EBT card is working. How are they going to act when the EBT cards are not working? I think we don't need to be geniuses to see that this is similar to watching the tide going out and knowing the tsunami's coming on the rebound. You know, I before I go on, each time I'm introduced, it always sounds like, you know, Navy SEAL is what Matt Bracken is. And it's almost, to me, it makes kind of causes me a little bit of pain and a kind of like a, I'm not a combat veteran. I was in Lebanon. You know, we were ready to go and do anything anywhere, and it was a dangerous job, even in training. Helicopters crash, people get shot, even in peacetime or in training. But the guys that have been in the teams since 9/11, people need to understand something. Very few Americans are in the military anymore, but in the special ops community, it's been like World War III followed by World War IV followed by World War V. There are guys that have spent years and years of their lives in horrible places fighting for this country.
And so let's be clear.
I don't like being introduced as Navy SEAL Matt Bracken.
Sure, and that is on record that they've engaged in more combat, I mean, sometimes dozens of raids a day, than anyone ever even thought about. The level of stress is just over the top.
And it's the same guys, and it really it tears up the families. People would like to go for 20 years. I did not. I was just paying for my Naval ROTC scholarship and having fun in the teams. I never planned to be I just wanted to be a shooter and an operator. I didn't want to become a staff officer. So, you know, and after Beirut, that was going to be my future. So I got out and did the boats and other things. But I want to really, at all times, anytime I'm introduced as a Navy SEAL, I want to say, look, I was a glorified...
Sure, the point is you're a smart writer and you've got a really clear perspective and a lot of smart people respect what you're saying.
Right.
So let's get into the facts. Let's get into the facts.
Right. Anyway, yeah, there's no avoiding what's happening now. And some of the clues that this is going to be a big, huge year are that they're not even hiding the conspiracy anymore. If you went back 10 years or 20 years, as soon as anybody on any, say, talk radio show or much less network television, God forbid it would never happen, anybody ever mentions things like, you know, Bilderberg, they immediately go into, black helicopter, conspiracy. That's a way of just disregarding it. Now they're not hiding it. Now Davos and Bilderberg are just part of the news. Like, of course CNN is at Davos. Why wouldn't they be? We are always at Davos. Now they're giving it credibility. Well, who are these guys? I'm not saying it's like the same secret society with the same secret society handshake. It morphs, it changes. There's a lot of overlap. You know, there's Bilderberg, there's CFR, Trilateral Commission. I always get a good chuckle in the morning. I like to watch Morning Joe on MSNBC, and there's Mika Brzezinski. Look up Zbigniew Brzezinski in the Trilateral Commission. I mean, folks, it's just staring us in the face. And in July, they're going to meet in Dresden, the Bilderberg Group. And I have to think this is going to be like an emergency meeting. And I wonder if it'll have to be relocated somewhere else, because by July, Dresden might not be a safe place for, you know, the Gulf Streams and the Falkwolfs or the Falkers to fly in. You know, these guys are trackable. Now they're coming out of the closet a little bit. They're showing their hand. Look at all the presidents that visit Bilderberg. That's sort of where you get the secret handshake. You know, that's where they see if you're going to be a team player, you know, a willing stooge, a patsy. You know, Bill Clinton comes to mind, along with many others. That's where the elite of the elite, the super elite, that's where the super elite meet to see who they can trust to be their political frontmen and stooges. You know, whether it's the European Union, national governments, America, but most of the people that are even in the pool of electability are already approved by the super elites. This what you're saying about George Will. I mean, obviously, he's part of the club. He's part of that D.C. super establishment. He's a trusted, proven, reliable journalist in the Soviet meaning of the word. You know, he's a team player. He won't rock the boat. What the super elites hate more than anything is a loose cannon, somebody who goes off script, somebody who can get a mass audience. Hello, InfoWars. You know, this is something wonderful you've been doing for years and years. You can be belittled. You know, you can be called whatever, a conspiracy theorist. But it's pretty funny now. They go and cover Davos and Bilderberg, and, you know, there's an InfoWars reporter. Now it's suddenly not quite as conspiracy. Now it's just reality. And I think that this summer, if Europe is not in full all-out, you know, Islamic versus European civil war, I'll be happy. I mean, I don't want to be right about these things. I'd love to be wrong about these things. But I wonder if Bilderberg is going to be able to even take place. Similar to Cleveland. This, if you look at this in California, what they're doing just at Trump rallies, imagine what a big purple bug light Cleveland is going to be. It's going to bring the black bloc, you know, out of the woodwork. And these guys don't live under bridges. They're paid. They all belong to committees of, you know, political action, non-governmental.
Yeah, you're talking about the so-called anarchists that are actually Maoist youth brigades funded by the major foundations.
Totally funded. And the money is, you know, if there was honest journalism going on, they'd be very interested to see, you know, who's printing the signs and who's paying for the hotel rooms for these, you know, supposedly philanthropic, you know, protesters. And these are actually Black Bloc and Aztlan, the Mecha people. Those are the ones out in California. I don't know if people are familiar with Mecha. It stands for the Chicano student movement, basically, in the Spanish spelling of it. But it's the same phonetic or homonym for a mecha, which is a match or fuse in Spanish. The logo of Mecha is a warbird holding a lit dynamite fuse. That's Mecha's logo. Now, it's been around since the 70s, this Chicano radical group. Look up the Plan of Aztlan. We're in it now. This is a destabilization process that they're rolling out. This is the out-of-order chaos. Now they're creating the chaos.
Just like they bring in radical Muslims in Europe, it's radical folks who are brought in here, and then once they get to the universities, they are absolutely there with all their white professors who are the communist operatives, admittedly, with money and everything, saying, yes, yes, do this. It is such a sickening plan, but you mentioned last week this. It's in the news today. I'll dig the article out, mainstream news. Europe preparing for civil emergency. Experts call it martial law, and they're preparing to suppress political speech in the next 6 months. So Europe is going under official martial law, civil emergency already.
It doesn't matter. It can't. It's you know, their plan is when the tiger breaks out of the zoo, we're going to jump on the tiger's back, put a bridle in its mouth, and then ride it back into the zoo and lock it back in. You know, good luck with that. They don't have the bench. They don't have the troops. Belgium was completely overwhelmed by what happened on one day. They had no bench. They've got nothing. There's no reserves. If there's a Beslan, a Bataclan, and a Brussels happening every day or week somewhere in Europe, the economy freezes. You can't just stay in these European cities. You know, even if the water is still running at that time, and live everybody just in there.
Let me ask you this question:
tower blocks. That's what's going to happen because the economy is nobody will be able to take a train or a subway.
Sure,
and that's
Matt,
how they get to work.
Matt, let me throw this at you: the elites you mentioned are very OCD. They're control freaks. That's admitted. They have a large plan. They admit this is part of their destabilization plan. They think out of this chaos, they'll get a diversion from their looting and what they're doing and use the crisis for more control. Order out of chaos.
Well,
order out of chaos.
But
here's my question to you. Do you think they're then engineering this, or are they unconscious of it, or are they delusional? Because if they want order, why are they bringing in tsunami-level crises or opening the door for it that I don't think they're going to survive?
I think that the way that they look at it, imagine if at the point in The Wizard of Oz, when they see him behind the curtain and they go pull the curtain back, all right? That's the super elite. That's Oz, the great and powerful. Well, Oz has a contingency, the great and powerful Oz has a contingency plan for when Dorothy and the Tin Man and the Lion get there, which is they have, flashbangs go off, the whole theater burns down, and Oz gets away in a Porsche, you know, with his gold. They're similar, the way I think of it, if you're on an airplane and it has like an engine go out and an explosion in the wing and you're leaking fuel, the flight crew is on the phone or on the intercom telling the passengers, don't worry, folks, we're going to make it all the way to the Canary Islands. We're not going to run out of fuel. And they know damn well they are running out of fuel. So they shoo everybody out of first class. They're all putting on parachutes. But on the intercom, they're saying, don't worry, folks, remain calm. Remain in your seats because there's only about 10 parachutes.
Just like the Titanic.
The Titanic or the Korean ship full of student researchers as it was capsizing, as the officers and the crew are getting in the lifeboats on the intercom, they're saying, everything's fine.
The same thing happened with the big cruise ship. Remember the cruise ship in Greece?
Yeah, go back to your room. Everything's fine. They never say, buddy, you better be running for the top right now, because they don't want to be swarmed like a, you know, a crush of people getting into the one lifeboat. But the plan, as far as that goes, I don't think that they meet and discuss it in these terms, but a lot of people have the feeling, a lot of these, you know, the Davos Bilderberg crowd, what they're planning for is to emerge on the other side of the big emergency.
And consolidate.
I wrote about this in my essay, Burning Down the House in 2016. If they are going to have a world war, which will wipe out all the bad debt, essentially what's happened is, you know, if you understand algorithms, it's gone vertical. There's no more level of debt. We're at the end of Keynesian economics. The end.
The holiday's over.
We've hit the vertical wall. We can't invent it. We've got zero interest, which means shoveling money to Wall Street, hoping to. But this is like hitting Frankenstein with the paddles. Come on, Frankenstein. You know, he's not dead. Look, Frankenstein's not dead. But if anybody thinks that the actual economy is going to get up and start moving again, they're completely dreaming.
That's right. There's flies all over Frankenstein. He stinks. Arms are falling off. And they're just saying, right. Look, he's never looked better. Obama's dead. The economy's never been better. And it's like Frankenstein's head falls off. We'll be back with our guests straight ahead to get more into this, because they admit, I have the stacks of articles here, mass immigrant waves are just intensifying everywhere as the third world sinks. So what's the chain trigger?
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First of all, I want to say, Secret 12, that's true, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostagard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OcuFX,
let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So, and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We'll be right back.
our guest, writer, researcher. Everything he's saying while he's talking, I just have stacks of news basically saying the same thing, but telling us everything's okay. So while he's talking for TV viewers, I'm going to be going through articles just showing you where they admit big defaults, state level, pension level, Puerto Rico, record numbers of people exiting the third world, the government just letting them in, illegals coming in, get more than a Social Security recipient. That's mainstream news. I'm going to be going over all of that. I mean, this is an elite. They organize their main plan. They meet at different meetings to steer it. But because we've exposed it and others have exposed it, and you've exposed it, more and more, they are going to a policy of just going, okay, there's world government, or George Will in the article I mentioned earlier says, quote, a convention's sovereign duty, oh, they're sovereigns, that means royalty, the Republicans, the party, that's like the inner party in China, the Central Committee, the convention's sovereign duty is to choose a plausible nominee, they decide, who has a reasonable chance to win, they decide who can win, not to passively affirm the will of the people, of a mere plurality of voters recorded episodically in a protracted process. I mean, that is fascistic sophistry. I mean, it is total pseudo-intellectual tripe, a fancy way to say your vote doesn't count. Well, guess what, you little con artist, George Will? You guys have been acting like that vote counts, but because we're not selecting who you want, you say it doesn't. You say you passed a rule back in the 70s. Well, you didn't try to use it till now. The last time you thought about it was with Reagan. Now I'm going to go back to our guest. We're about to start the next hour, but continue, Mr. Bracken, with where you say we're going and what the establishment's going to pull in these different waves. The debt bubble, the massive migrant invasions, the social justice warrior, Ford Foundation, radicalization program. I mean, what do you think the elite's thinking? I mean, I got your allegories that were excellent of the Wizard of Oz. Well, what he'd really do is, if they caught him, he'd blow up the palace, have a pre-produced fake video of Dorothy being a suicide bomber, when really he blew it up and flew off in his jet copter to his next base. But, I mean, I don't think they're going to get away with it. Look at the arrogance of all these people thinking they could just steal an election. It's not flying. I mean, I really think in history it shows that megalomania becomes a delusion in and of itself, and the elite's biggest enemy is themselves.
Yeah, it's interesting. The jet copter... The super elites do have a few small Achilles that are exposed. Obviously, you know, if you're a Sun Tzu fan, you know you minimize and hide your own weaknesses. Well, one of their weaknesses is security and their paranoia about security, which is really why it's so rich when people like Zuckerberg talk about the need for America to bring in way more refugees. While, you know, he has a 700-acre estate on Kauai on the North Shore, you know, with like Blackwater security keeping everybody out. He's got his place to go, but he wants us to take more refugees.
Or the Vatican with its 200-foot walls, or right, the big wall they're building around the White House.
But they fly in private jets. They do not go tourist class on American Airlines, believe me. And they do not go through TSA security either. Now, that none of these guys owns a jet with their, except for Trump. It's interesting. Trump actually does own a big jet that says Trump right on the side. But Zuckerberg and the rest of these folks, they will never, you won't find a jet that has his name on it. It's all holding companies and leases and sharing and so forth. But when they're flying to Bilderberg in July, it'll be very interesting to see, you know, the flight schedules, and then sort of untangle the tail numbers, because that's the big guys. That's the big guys. You can track them by their Gulf Streams, for sure.
Absolutely. And they're building a world that will destroy them historically. It's like the Rothschilds, at some level, funded Hitler, and then Hitler did kill some of them in France. It's like, well, they think they can control everything.
They can't control everything, but I think that their plan is to emerge on the other side when the fire's down and the ashes are cooling. Then they can fly back from Patagonia or New Zealand.
Exactly. Stay there. They're all going to New Zealand. That's right. We'll talk more about your research, how we stop this, with Matt Bracken straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Check out his site, enemy.com.